Now, we'll move on to item five, which is the presentation of our investment annual funding plan. Mr. Price, the floor is yours.
So in our FFP structure, we have 3 years of benefit payments cash matched out. That was affirmed by the board last summer. The process is once a year, we take a look at actuarial projections for that next third year on the horizon. In this case, it's about $738 million that we expect to pay out between August 2027 and July 2028. Since we're investing that today, we have to discount that back at the current yield. The blended average yield of our short-term fixed income is 5.7, which 5.7 for short-term fixed income is pretty strong. So when we discount that back, we get about $638 million that we're going to have to put back into the program at this point. We do that in conjunction with the July prepayments that come in from all the plan sponsors. We're expecting about $345. We've got extra cash we've been holding from the dissolution of a couple of risk parity managers. It's been overlaid, but we have that cash available. So we expect about $345 million from prepayments plus about $238 million from current cash to get reallocated to liquidity. We will rebalance the growth and liquidity program or growth and diversifying programs at the same time. So this is an FYI to the board. It's kind of the game plan. The next step will be we'll come back with an investment resolution that reflects all this data at the July 9th meeting, and then we'll be in a position to trade at the end of July into August. Happy to take any questions.
Any questions or comments for Tim? I'm impressed with the 5.7%. I looked at Christine and thought, I'd want that return. I'd take that on a short-term basis.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not seeing any other comments, so Great. Thank you. All right, let's move on to item six. I am in contention for a record here at 9:26. All right, so item six, Audit Committee Chair's report on the June 4, 2025 meeting. John.
We probably in future should consider combining both the audit committee report and the report by the auditor in some form.
That thought has occurred to us.
I did think I would at least quickly highlight the findings of the report, which are remarkable. By the way, I think you can all be proud of that. It's a clean report. When you hear about audit reports, deal with those on an ongoing basis. What you're seeking is a clean report, and that's exactly what we got, as clean almost as it could be. They note that all significant financial transactions are covered in the report, which obviously is an oversight mechanism, is clearly important to the board. There are two primary estimates, just to focus on that, because estimates go into our financial statements. First is fair value of of investments that, of course, Tim and his group are in the middle of, but there are a variety of investments that are not in the Wall Street Journal and have to be determined on a more appraisal-type basis. The second are actuarial liabilities and costs that you're all familiar with that require an outside expertise that we get with Siegel. And that is, in many respects, key to how we are measured, our performance for a year is measured. And finally, no material weaknesses found in the report. Anyway, with that, just quick summary of what Brooke described. Any of the our jury, Dan, not there. Any addition? Any questions?
Any questions of John? Not hearing any. So thank you. You know, I was sitting here listening to the report and realizing if you did the audit committee's report in front of the presentation, you might have been accused of stealing the thunder.
Some of
right?
Her presentation.
Yeah, right. So I don't know. I'm going back and forth on that, but yeah, it's all good news, which is the best part. Right?
Mine's summary of summary. Yeah.
No, it's welcome news. So any questions or comments for John? Samson.
Well, actually, it's actually not for John, but can we actually go back to the previous report?
Am I allowed to grab Brooke?
Yeah.
No, I just see two different numbers. I was hoping if you can explain the difference. So on page 26, basically in the numbers, we're seeing an 11.6 value as of end of year 24. But then on page 71, right at the very end, it says 11.8 for the same date. Is there a difference of the 200 million?
It's 200. Yeah, I guess it's 200 million. So does anybody have the answer to that, or is that just a typo?
I can check with Henry. I know one is on Tim's letter, and then one is in the pension plan fiduciary net position.
I guess I would think they would be the same. So
what I suspect happens here is you should placeholder numbers in my letter because they need to match Henry's. I suspect one of them didn't get edited because there's a difference between what we reflect kind of in real time and what the auditor looks at in final valuations. And so I would have been relying on Barris's numbers for performance calculation and that sort of thing. The auditor comes in and said, well, some of those were preliminary values. Now when we have final values,
sounds like a very plausible explanation. Let's follow up on that, and then we can report back just to close the book on it. But that sounds quite plausible to me.
Good catch, dude.
All right, thank you.
All right, Samson, you get the award for the day for the catch. All right.
The day for going to page 81.
All right, let's move on to item 7, reports. 7A, trustee reports on meetings, seminars, and conferences. Are there any trustee reports? Not hearing any. Staff reports, item B, Christina.
So the member benefit statements were mailed out last week, so members should be starting to receive those. If you get questions or anything, you can just direct them to us. At the next meeting, July 9th, we will have an item to accept the new revised contribution rates for Contra Costa Fire. Because effective July 1st, Contra Costa Fire annexed with Rodeo Hercules Fire. Rodeo Hercules Fire also did a UAL payment, so like paid a portion of their UAL before that annexation. So we needed to redo the rates, and we received that payment this week. So the rates will be on the next meeting for July 9th. And then Tim has one item.
Yes, Mr. Price.
Yeah, I just wanted to introduce a new investment officer to the board. So Brian Rowe joined us yesterday. So he's on day two. We're happy to have him. Brian's got extensive background in the investment industry, working for a subsidiary Weyerhaeuser on real estate development. He was director of manager research for Verus for a period of time, and then a relationship manager for a global macro shop. So we were happy to be able to lure him from Seattle down to Concord and join the team. He's going to be focused on public markets for us.
Excellent. Well, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Excellent. You'll find the weather's a little different than Seattle.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's happier weather is what I would say. All right. Any other staff reports or comments?
No, that's it.
Well, with that, at the hour of 9:33, we stand adjourned. I believe I'm going to self-proclaim this a record for meeting length. 9:40 was the last best that I knew. And with that, we stand adjourned. All right.